What's up, Ortanians? This is your girl, Ortania, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of your favorite podcast, the number one podcast in the world, House of Ortandia. And you're probably like, wait, what? Listen, if you don't think you're number one, who will? You gotta think you're number one. Look, I know I have not been back since I did my anniversary episode. And you know why? I am not like, I don't do, you know, some people's podcast is their business. Like that's the foundation of their business. Everything, you know, comes out of that, their products, their services, whatever. Like, you know, although I do release products and apparel and things like that, I'm going to talk about one of my latest releases, books. You already know I released a couple of activity books already. But for me, like I've said before, the podcast is more like I'm just talking with friends or a form of therapy for me. But in times past, I have done like a weekly episode. Sometimes I've done like a 7-day episode, you know, done one, an episode every day for 7 days. But again, that's very rare for me. And I just felt like, I'll say it this way. When I feel it, when I feel like I want to come on here and talk to my Ortanians, that's when I jump on here. If something is going on that's crazy that I got to get off my chest, then I jump on here and do an episode. If I find out some information I think that would be super helpful to people in terms of economics, job development, whatever, I got to talk about it. Or if I, you know, whatever. Y'all know me. Y'all know what I come on here and talk about. Or episodes like this where I just want to chat, you know, like I've said before, I don't have a circle in my everyday life where I can talk about things that matter to me, you know, like social injustices, racial inequities, human indignity, racist policing, you know what I mean? Like talk about it with all the energy and the, just talk about it just as vehemently as I can possibly. I don't have anyone in my circle to talk about those kinds of things. And that's fine. Like we're not all drawn to the same things. We're not all passionate about the same things. We don't all care about, you know, that's why we're different. You know what I'm saying? And so I do have a couple of people that I can talk about that with. My sister-in-law, who I love dearly. Shout out to you, Denise, and my friend, Cynthia. These two women they're Christian, they love Jesus, but they also know that, you know, Black people are not treated fairly in this country. And so we can talk openly about it. I so appreciate them. And then you are my third, the people, my listeners that come on here and hear me rant and rave and whatnot about things that matter to me, things that you probably won't hear about on the news and all this other stuff. And so, I certainly have missed you guys, you know. First things first, let's talk about my latest release, and I will drop where you can purchase it from in the show notes. I released a card game called I Love You, a Married Game. I Love You, a Card Game for Married Couples. And it is just that. A deck of 30 cards. Shout out to my brother Evan, owner of Excellence, who did the graphics design for the card game. It's 30 cards. It's in an amazing, beautifully designed black card box. And it's just that it's 30 cards. And what happens is a married couple sits across from each other, or two married couples can play together, like four of them get together, you know, and they put the cards out in front of them, and then you pull a card. It's nothing sexual. First of all, I'm single, so I'm not gonna be talking about nothing sexual and all that kind of stuff. But this is like fun stuff that they could do. You know, you pull a card. The card might say "Dance to your wedding song." So you find your wedding song, play that bad boy, and get in dance. Another card will be like, create a '90s routine with your spouse. So you gotta find a song, create a whole 3-minute dance routine, video recorded, the whole, you know what I'm saying? Like fun stuff like that. And why did I create that? And I'm a single person because my mind doesn't work in like, when I'm creating, my mind doesn't work in like, oh, this is for singles. Oh, this is for married. Oh, this is for widow. My mind doesn't work that way. When I write and create, it's just for people. You know, and I just thought about, oh, married people, this is something fun for married people to do. I'm coming out with a second one. It'll be coming out by the end of April. It's for entrepreneurs or want-to-preneurs, people that want to be entrepreneurs. It's going to be a card game. If you really got that entrepreneurial mind, you really enjoy this card game coming up. And so I created I Love You. Actually, it's from a poem that I wrote. The idea came to me from a poem that I wrote from a couple. Shout out to the Berries. Way back in like 2013, I wrote a poem that I recited at their wedding reception. And that the idea or the concept of that poem was the kind of like the fuel for this card game. And yeah. And so I hope you guys buy it. Tell your friends. If you got a couple coming up that their anniversary is coming up or they're getting ready to be married, buy it. Give it as a gift, all that good stuff. But what else has been going on? I'm getting ready to enter chapter 47 of my life. My birthday is coming up. That means my birthday is coming up. I am going to totally enjoy my birthday. I am going to do everything that I love to do, which is eat good food, namely Italian food. I'm going to have a good dessert, more specifically tiramisu. I'm going to enjoy some great coffee. And I'm going to do some shopping and I'm going to get a pedicure and I'm going to just walk around all about. It's supposed to be warm on my birthday and I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm just going to enjoy my day. I'm off from work that day and I am going to just, you know, I'm going to let my locks down. My locks are up in a bun, honey. My locks going to be free flowing. Down to my waist where they flow at. No, actually they don't. They they do not come down to my waist. Not yet. They'll be there in like a couple of years. But I'm just going to enjoy myself. What else is happening? Oh, I did definitely want to talk about Mississippi, Jackson, Mississippi. If you don't know or if you have not been following their story, when Texas had that ice storm and the surrounding areas and everything was shut off, water and power and all that good stuff. Well, Jackson, Mississippi, their water, their residents' water still was turned off. And it just got turned back on last Thursday, which was March the 18th. Which is, so a month after everybody else got water and power and all of that, residents in Jackson, Mississippi still didn't have any water. And so, which is dangerous because we're still in the middle of a pandemic and you need to be able to wash your hands and all that good stuff. And so you are... You know, you kind of expose your, the city exposed them, was exposing them to being able to catch coronavirus at a greater rate because they weren't giving them water. And so thank God that the water is back on. Man, what else? Oh, guys. Oh, my gosh. I am a member of the two books a month club. I just finished my first of three books for the month of March. I just finished a book on environmental injustice. It's called Waste by Catherine Coleman Flowers. Please go order that book. Oh my gosh. Please read that book. It talks about how people in rural America, they live like they're in third world nations. Like they live with human waste because they don't have septic systems. More specifically, she's from Lowndes County, Alabama, which is probably about 30 minutes outside of Montgomery, Alabama. And right along that route where we do the Selma to Montgomery March, Lowndes County sits right in between Selma and Montgomery. And people in Lowndes County, a lot of people live with like human waste in their yard because they don't have septic systems. Human waste, it comes back up into their home, flooding the floors of their home with human waste. There is waste in their backyard, front yard, where their children play. You see my voice is going up because I was getting more and more pissed off to the highest degree of pissivity. They have a public health crisis right now, not only with the coronavirus, but also with hookworm disease, because when you live with human waste, inhale human waste, then your body isn't meant to inhale that stuff, or you weren't created. We weren't supposed to live around that. And so the county of Lowndes County can also prosecute people who don't have septic tanks, but people in Lowndes County don't have the money to buy $6,000 to $10,000 septic tank systems. Not only that, but the soil doesn't allow for certain septic tank systems. So they have to get engineers to come and do what's called a perk test. And that's expensive. And then there's a dump. Lowndes County is also a dumping ground for America. So a lot of factories in like the Tennessee, Georgia, in some of the other areas, they have created like a lagoon in the middle of Lowndes County, and they bring their waste and they dump it there, and it's pooling. It pools there and is a stench like you have never, like you won't. Yeah. So people are inhaling that as well. And so, man, the book, and And she also created an organization called Acre. So if you want to go on and donate, not only Acre, but an organization called Creed. I hope I'm saying it right. I should have looked it up before. Y'all know me. I'm Johnny Come Lately. Google. You know me. I get to Googling. So if you can donate to her organization, that would be great. Let me just find it so that I'm not giving you the wrong organization name. Here we go. It's the Alabama Center for Rural. She has two organizations, the Alabama Center for Rural Enterprise and the Center for Rural Enterprise and Environmental Justice, CREEJ. And the website for CREEJ is CREEJ.org. You can donate on there. You can see their vision, their focus, their news and stories. It's man. So, you know, you don't have to. Hookworm is something that America thought that they had eradicated, but it's not. No, it's not. There are people in Lowndes County that are suffering from hookworm. Not only that, people have high degrees of asthma. People have kidney failure and cancer. Not just Lowndes County, Alabama, but Uniontown, Alabama, which is a neighbor of Lowndes County. And so, but it's not just happening in Alabama. It's also in a city called Centralville, Illinois, which is one of the poorest cities in the country. That's Centralville, Illinois, right outside of, I think, St. Louis. It's closer to St. Louis than Chicago, I believe. And so everywhere you think there's a rural America, there is some problems. You know, every rural area is not as bad. Maybe not as bad. Maybe people don't have septic issues. But there are some issues. And, and so she just did a beautiful rundown, and she just, not just in Alabama, she went to some of these areas. She went to rural areas in California where that you would not believe. You know what I mean? She went, Flint is, it's some of the urban areas that she made mention of is Flint, Michigan, you know, and places like that. And it's just, oh my gosh. When you read that book, you're going to be heartbroken. You're going to be moved to do something in the form of how can I help to combat environmental racism, where poor people, specifically poor Black people, we don't care that you live in these areas because you don't have the political footing to fight us, so we can come and dump in your backyard. You don't have any power. You know, you're poor, and you're just gonna take it. You know what I mean? And so it's people like her and Jane Fonda is like one of her board members, and people, you know, Al Gore, you know, former Vice President Al Gore, like people like that are on her board, and that they're like fighting. Like, no, you cannot just disregard people in rural America. And it's not just Black people, it's white people, it's indigenous people. She's doing the fight. She's fighting. She's partnering with people, indigenous people on their reservations. That breaks my heart every time nothing breaks my heart like injustices against indigenous people and Black people. That just, I don't know, man, that just does something to me. That just does something to me. And so she's partnering with their activists from their community. And you got West Virginia, some of the, in the rural areas of West Virginia, you got Mississippi. Man, like when she said California, this little town in California, I think it's called Allentown or Allen something out in California, where it's like 98% black people are living like you. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. If you don't have septic, can you accept a septic system? You're living amongst human waste. Like your kids are playing. They can't even play in their backyard because human is not just always a little human waste out there, but your backyard is covered with human waste because you have to figure out a way to get this out of your house. So you got to dump it in the backyard because you can't afford a septic system because you're just, you don't have the income. Oh my God. Oh Lord, it's just so much. It's so much, man. It just makes me grateful. Like, how dare I be like, I don't like where I live. Well, ma'am, you can flush the toilet and it goes somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So if nothing more, I need to be thankful for that. If nothing else, you know what I'm saying? And so, yeah, it's heartbreaking. But back to my 2-book-a-month club. So while I finish reading that book today, I'm having 2 other books that I'm trying to finish. One is more like a textbook than a book. The other is Reading While Black by Dr. Esau McCullough. That book, I don't find it interesting, but I'm going to get through it. I thought that I would because I've seen him on several or listened to him on several podcasts. But I don't find it an interesting read at all. But I bought it, so I'm going to finish it. Yeah, that's all I have to say about his book. And the third book that I'm reading is Up and Out of Poverty, which like I said, is a textbook. It's a textbook about social marketing. Like, how do you market to people using the same marketing concepts of for-profit communities? I mean, for-profit organizations to market to people in impoverished communities to help alleviate poverty. And what you're not selling, you're not trying to sell them anything or market. You're trying to market a new behavior to them, like maybe job training or getting vaccinations or, you know, stuff like that. So how do you market opportunities? How do you market social opportunities to them? So how do you market economic opportunities to people in impoverished communities in order to get them up and out of poverty is what that book is about. And like I said, it's a more of a textbook. And so I'll be continuously reading that because I'm interested in social marketing. And it's not social media marketing. You can use social media in your social marketing campaigns, but it's not exclusive because people in rural communities don't have it. A lot of them don't have internet. So you putting up a tweet is not going to reach somebody in the middle of Uniontown, Alabama, you know, or in the middle of wherever, Missouri, you know, they, you know what I mean? They don't have internet there. So you have to put foot to pavement in these communities to go out and talk to them, knock on doors. And so, yeah. And so anyway, you know, your girl was not a fan of reading. And so last year I started this whole, August, September, I started this whole changing my mindset about reading, and I love it. I love it. So April 1st, I order my new set of books, which will be, put you guys onto what I will be reading. I'm about to order, I'm about to order Professional Trouble Maker by Lovey. Oh, I love her. It's the Fear Fighter Manual. So I'm going to order that. I'm also going to order Reaching the Lost. It's a book on evangelism by the 9 Marks. And then I'm going to order Hands on the Freedom Plow, A Personal Account by Women in SNCC. So I can't wait to get these 3 books for the month of April to read. And so I'm like, oh my God, I can't get my read on. I can't believe it, y'all. So anyway, do something different that you wouldn't normally do. So if you are not a reader like myself, try to read a book a month. Something fun, though. Read something lighthearted. Like, I started with Oneness Embrace, and that book, I had that book for like 2 years before I finished it. And I finally finished it like last August, September. And so I started with that because I'm interested in Christianity and racial injustice. That book is by Dr. Tony Evans. So he talks about how Christians can fix the racial injustice in this country. And so I love that book. That book is like bomb. And so I started with that in another book called Surrender by Nancy Lee DeMoss. And I just been going ordering books ever since. Your girl be out here expanding her mind and whatnot. What else is going on? I'm so silly. Let me think, man. Let's see. Did I do anything on Valentine's Day? No, I did not. You know, not usually. We've only done it once. So last year, me and ladies, single ladies from my church, we went out to dinner together and we had a ball. But we didn't do it this year. We didn't do it in 2020. We did it in 2019. We didn't do it in 2020, obviously. We were, you know, in the start of the pandemic. We didn't do it 2021. I'm not sure why. But half of those guys were fasting. Most of those guys were fasting. So that's why we didn't do it. I don't think I did anything. If I did anything, I went to the store and bought a bunch of candy. I probably bought a bunch of junk if I did anything. What else has been going on? I've been working out semi-consistently, if that's a word. But I'm getting some little definition in my arms, which I'm liking. I'm liking that. What else has been happening? Man, I think you guys know I got my braces off, honey. I have a beautiful smile. What else has been going on? This is like a time of I'm just coming off the dome. So don't mind me. I don't know that anything else exciting has been happening with me per se. You know, I'm still working from home. Shout out to the Lord for that. I have not gotten the COVID vaccine yet. I understand Johnson & Johnson has one now or will be having one. Soon. I don't trust Johnson & Johnson. They gave us the whole baby powder fiasco. So I definitely don't want a vaccine from them. I do know some people that have gotten it though. I do know some people that have gotten it. So, you know, anything else I want to leave you guys with that can possibly make you some money? Let's see. If you have a car, I've come across all kinds of stuff. So listen, if you're a two car family, and say even if you're one car family, this can work for whoever, and you need some extra cash, you want to bring in some extra money a month, there's a couple of websites you can rent out your car on. One is called Turo, Turo.com. If you have to go into your office, you can rent out your car during the time that you're in your office, and you can rent out that way. Say if you have a 2017 Honda Accord, just throwing out something, you know. And you said, you know what, I'm going to rent this out for $100 a day. And I'm going to rent it out, say, you know, while I'm at work, Monday through Friday. And I'm going to rent it out from 9 to 2, Monday through Friday. You know what I'm saying? And so stuff like that. You can make some pretty decent money, $500 a week, if you wanted to do it Monday through Friday while you're at work. Or if you only want to do a couple of days during the week. If you have like a car that you don't really use, you just got an extra car laying around, you can use that for that, solely for that. Again, another website is called HireCar, HYRE car.com. That's where an Uber or Lyft driver or Postmate driver or whoever does the delivery services can rent out your car. And you can say if you have a Honda Accord and you want to, this you're gonna need the second car because they're gonna use your car like every day. You know what I'm saying? And so you want to rent it out to them. You can make at least a couple of grand a month. You know, the objective is to get in at least $1,000 a month, upwards to $2,000-$3,000 a month, depending on what kind of car you have. Another website, Turo, Hire Car, Get Around is another website. If you have a truck, like a pickup truck, cargo van, minivan. You can put it on fetchtruck.com and rent your truck out by the day. Let's see. That's a way to make some little extra money. How else? I've come across so many things. If you guys are starting a business, you know, be sure to get your business license, your LLC. Be sure to get some business, a business bank account, a couple of banks that have no annual fee, no monthly fee, no monthly minimum is the Navy Federal Credit Union, NBKC. I think that's the, or NK. I'm kind of getting that one mixed up, but Navy Federal Credit Union, United Bank. It's a couple of them. Citizens Bank, I think Citizens Bank, maybe. Don't quote me on Citizens, but I know Navy Federal Credit Union, United Bank, and it's a third one I want to tell you about. NBKC. Hold on, let me make sure I get it right. I want to give y'all the right bank name. Not Citizens Bank. Scratch Citizens. They're not it. NBKC, that's what it is. Is the name of the bank. And they are based in Kansas City, Missouri. And so get your business bank account. You could open them up. Most of them with $100. Again, there's no monthly minimum. There's no annual fee. And then if you wanted to get like start your credit with your business, get like a vendor or merchant account like Uline or Home Depot if you're into construction, but something like Uline where you can order stuff that you need for your business. That way you're building up your business credit, or go into Verizon or Sprint or whatever and get like a business line, a business phone. And that way you're building your business credit. So eventually someone will offer you a business credit card. And then you can use that business credit card to do whatever you need to do in your business. But you have to build up your business credit. Make whatever business credit card you get, make sure that they report to Experian Business, Equifax Business, and D&B, Dun & Bradstreet. Get a Dun & Bradstreet number that is absolutely free. Don't let nobody tell you got to pay for a D&B number. That's a lie. Go on dnb.com. Or just Google Dun & Bradstreet. It'll take you right to the website. Make sure you get your EIN number from irs.gov. Let's see. Another, you can make it once you get your business credit up. You can go out and lease a car and lease your car. Go lease a high-end car, maybe like a Range Rover. Put that Range Rover up and on Turo. Rent, and you're paid to... You know what I mean? So this car will make you money as you're making the car payments. You'll post your Range Rover up for maybe like $200, $300 a day. And you might rent it out 3-4 days a week, $1,200 a week. You know what I'm saying? And your car payment on at least maybe like $900 a month. But you're making $1,200 a week off of that truck. You know what I'm saying? So creative ways to make money while driving a car. Everything should make you money. As a business owner, that's what I'm being told. even if you have a car, let it make you money. Don't just have a car sitting in your garage, parking lot, whatever. Build your business credit up. The more credit you get, I'll give you another tidbit. So if you get 5 credit cards, once your business credit, you built your business credit up. Say if you get 5 credit cards at $10,000 a pop, you now have $50,000 to work with. Go buy a home. Some sort of, you don't think of where you are. You're like, dang, but 50 grand. But think of places where there is degradation, where you can go buy a home for $10,000-$15,000, renovate it, either flip it, rent and hold, renovate and hold, or renovate and flip and resell it. Places like Ohio, that's under like Cleveland, that you can go get $10,000-$20,000 homes. Places like in the South, so even in Montgomery, like there, you can buy homes in Montgomery in certain parts of the area that they're really trying to, you can really go get a $10,000-$15,000, $20,000 home. It's not a house. You're going to have to do a gang of work. You know what I'm saying? Cause they're really building out Montgomery. So they're pushing these people. They're trying to push these people out, but there's still time. Some of those same neighborhoods are on the uprise. You know what I'm saying? And so don't think about your where you are. You're probably like, ain't no house, $10,000 house where I live. Again, you got to go think outside your area. just where is there revitalization going on, gentrification going on, or the thought of possible gentrification or revitalization going on, you know, and people still need somewhere to live, you know what I mean? So there's another little tidbit for you. What else? And if you have personal credit, like say you have a Discover personal credit card, and you, it's like a $1,200 on there. Once you get your business credit card, you can transfer that money over, and then your personal credit score will go up because you no longer have a balance on your personal. You don't no longer have any consumer debt on your personal. You know what I mean? Listen, Linda. I'm like a file cabinet of information. So if you want to talk to me one-on-one, it's only going to cost you, depending on how long we talk. So I do 30 minutes, 60 minutes, 90 minutes. So whichever one you like to talk to me about, whichever one you like to choose, all you do is click right on my website on the show notes. We can talk. Let's talk. Let's get to the bag. Multiple bags. What else? I ain't gonna give you no more because y'all, I ain't gonna give you no more information. Y'all better do what I just said. Well, I will give you some, you know me. Let's see. What can I give you? Here's a good tidbit for you. So, you know, if you wanted to get into the Airbnb game without owning property, go on and find an apartment, Craigslist, Zillow, Hotpad, whatever. And you want to look for those apartments that have been listed for a long time. They've not been able to be rented out. So they've been, say you went on there and it is a neighborhood in your city and that apartment has been listed for like 4 months. And that person has not been able to rent it out because it's been on there since December. What you do, you call them, say if it's rented out for $1,000 a month, and you call them and say, hey, I see you have a listing here. It's been, you know, you kind of had it listed for about 4 months and you're renting it for $1,000. You're listing it for $1,000. What if I can get you $1,200 a month? I don't know too many landlords that would say, nah. You know what I'm saying? And they might be more intrigued to talk to you. I mean, give it a shot. I mean, what you doing? Why not? And so give them a call. Say, hey, I can get you $1,200. If they say, yeah, be like, okay, now what I'm going to do is I'm going to list it on Airbnb. Are you okay with that? You know what I'm saying? Don't try to sneak into it. Just let them listen. I'm going to handle everything though. You don't have to do anything. I'm going to upload it. I'm going to vet the people. I'm going to clean it when they leave. I'm gonna sign a 12-month lease with you. Can you at least give me a month to get the first person in there? Blah 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 blah. Or at least give me 2 weeks to get the first person in there. Before, you know, whatever. However, you need to work the deal with them. But with Airbnb, you need to be somewhere that's hot. You know what I mean? Not that you need to be like, I mean, like popular. Not that you need to be like on the beach or anything. Like you can be in like. In Philadelphia. Now, if you find somewhere downtown Philadelphia, they're not going to not forget them. Somebody that's like in the outskirts in Philadelphia that's not able to rent out their property, but public transportation is pretty fluid in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? Or if you were in Atlanta, in the outskirts of Atlanta, or if you're in the outskirts of South Carolina near the beach, or North Carolina, or you're on the West Coast or wherever, you know what I mean? Just a little something else to put some money in your pocket. And you know, you definitely want to what are the going Airbnbs around that area where that apartment is? You don't want to bid yourself out. So say if it's $60 a day and you don't want to do $90 a day. You want to be in the same little range, maybe drop down like $5, maybe like $55 a day or something like that. That's just a number. You get the gist of what I'm trying to say. And try it out. How about you try it out tomorrow? Just call, find a listing, write out a whole bunch of listings. Call the first five people you find and see if they'll let you post it up on Airbnb. And the objective is to get them their rent because you got to pay utilities too. So get them their rent to cover utilities, internet, cable if you want to go that far, and try furnished apartments first that's been sitting for a long time. And if you don't find any of those, go just for the empty ones that have been sitting for a long time. And you can go get furniture at like a Rent-A-Center or something. And, you know, factor that into your cost. Yeah, just try it out. That's just me being kind to you on how you can put some extra money in your pocket. You feel me? All right. I've been babbling and rambling long enough. I'm going to go. I love you guys, man. Thank you for listening to me rant and rave and just talk. And just talk. So I will not promise an episode next week. But what I am going to, what I am thinking about doing is I've come across a lot of young black female entrepreneurs that are doing some amazing things right here in my neighborhood. There's two sisters that have their own beauty supply store, which I was floored. They're right in my neighborhood. It's two sisters and a brother. And so dope. So I might consider interviewing them. And they're a twin set of twins. They have their own mobile. They have their own They have their own, lash salon. Two young black girls. They're like in their early 20s. Twins. It's so dope. Stuff like that. So I might get into the interviewing movement. So you might hear some interviews forthcoming. And so we'll see. And so at any rate, thank you guys for listening. Thank you for rocking with me for so long. I hope you employ some of those entrepreneurial ideas that I gave you, especially the legalities of your business and getting some working capital for your business. And not just having working capital. If you're going to have 5 credit cards with 50 grand totaling, you need to do something with that money. You know, go buy something, go buy some stock, go buy some, a gang of stock. Like I said, go buy a home in the distressed community and either buy it and hold, buy, renovate and hold, or buy it and flip, whichever, you know, you feel pressed to do, you know what I mean? And so, yeah, let's make some money. Let's make real money in 2021. You know, let's not let the economics of 2020 follow us into 2021. And so, listen, like I said, if you want to talk to me, let's chat, man. Let's rock. You know, my conversation, a conversation with me is not free. As you can see from the level of information I just gave you, conversation with me is not free. And so, but let's talk though. Let's talk. I'm affordable though. I'm affordable. So yeah, like I always say, I want to see you guys in heaven with me, and I'm out.